An unauthorised backpacker party south of Sydney quickly grew out of control on Christmas night. Police were called to Little Bay near Maroubra in Sydney's east, where about 3,000 people were drinking, singing and dancing. Local Mark Rea, who witnessed the incident, says the event quickly became violent when police arrived.
I just came outside and it was just carnage out there. You know, people were just throwing beer bottles and everything. The cops were getting into it with a pepper spray. It was just, it was crazy.
Two women in their early 20s from the United Kingdom and Ireland have been charged with assaulting police, with officers alleging they were hit with bottles. They will appear in court next month with the officers' body cameras to be used as evidence. Superintendent Karen McCarthy of the New South Wales Police says authorities did what was required of them under the circumstances.
In relation to the matters that are before the court, I cannot comment. In the context of this, this was a large group of people, over 3,000. They were heavily intoxicated and they had commenced throwing bottles at the police officers that were there. Officers simply took action that was required in order to bring the matter safely under control and keep the majority of the crowd safe.
But some are claiming the police were unnecessarily rough in trying to break up the gathering. Backpacker Steve Minshaw says police did not need to use force.
We were just literally all at the beach and left the beach to come, obviously because the police were moving us on, and the police started hitting us. Like obviously we're backpackers, so I don't get why the police needed to use force.
Paramedics treated revellers and an officer who allegedly had a bottle thrown at him. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says police have the right to contain public disorder.
Well, it's unfortunate that a few individuals choose to act in such an antisocial and unacceptable way because that is not what you do around this time of year. Most families, most individuals go about their ways enjoying this festive season as we all should. But if you act in an antisocial or criminal way, the police will act as they should.
In Melbourne, another unauthorised party quickly became unruly. Around 5,000 people took over St Kilda Beach's famous foreshore from families who had gathered for Christmas lunches, leaving piles of rubbish and broken bottles behind. A 27-year-old man was hit by a tram among the chaos, and police had to close two lanes of traffic because so many people were drunk and disorderly. A spokesperson from Victoria Police says the behaviour of revellers was unacceptable.
Really, it's all about respect and it's about the behaviours of people who came down. And unfortunately, we've seen some incidents that are below the line and really unacceptable.
Port Phillip Council spent Boxing Day morning cleaning up the mess left behind. A 10-day alcohol ban in the area starts on Wednesday after the council thought it was unnecessary to implement one for Christmas Day. Victorian Government Minister Martin Foley says this is not the first time it has happened and that the local council needs to take a tougher stance against these sorts of events.
This is just unacceptable behaviour. It's made our beautiful foreshore a waste dump, and seriously, this has been about the third or fourth year in a row. It's time council stood up to the mark and took some tough measures to ban alcohol and glass.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.